This is the Texas Standard.
Across Texas, as residents have been seeking exercise and some kind of affordable escape from big cities during the pandemic, we are hearing of a record increase in hiking. Texas Public Radio's Brian Kirkpatrick takes us on a hiking experience from the Hill Country to the Big Bend area in far west Texas.
Members of the hiking group Hill Country Outdoors gather on a trail in the outskirts of Austin. Ava Moore organizes hiking excursions for the group.
And some of them have told me they don't miss the gym anymore.
Moore's group includes newcomers and experienced hikers who frequent areas like the Barton Creek Greenbelt, Wild Basin, and River Plays, where hikers need just a hat, sturdy shoes, and workout clothes, which most people already have around the house. About an hour's drive south of Austin, in the San Antonio-New Braunfels area, you'll find Panther Canyon, known for the nearby Comal Springs and its tree-covered hiking areas. Even further south, in northwest San Antonio, lies Government Canyon State Natural Area, which has rugged canyons and some dinosaur tracks. But there's no question among hikers that the summit of hiking in Texas is remote Big Bend National Park. The park has 150 miles of trails with different levels of difficulties and categories like desert hiking, mountain hiking, and river hiking. Here, more equipment is needed for tougher trails.
If a beginner wants to rent some equipment, probably the best thing to look at would be renting hiking poles and getting acquainted with how those work before you make a purchase. There are all kinds of hiking poles in different varieties.
Greg Hennington is owner of Far Flung Outdoor Center and offers equipment to hikers. He says a good pair of hiking shoes and a backpack are a must, and a floppy hat, a neck gaiter, and a long-sleeve shirt, all for sun protection, are needed too. He says even in winter, the sun in Big Bend can be blistering. Spring and fall are more ideal times to visit. He has some other tips too.
Bring a partner or friends with you so that that you're not alone on the trail, because it's a very remote area and one that's beneficial to have someone along with you. And lastly, just be prepared to carry water. There are no reliable springs in Big Bend, so all your water is going to have to be carried on your back.
Experts also recommend for long hikes a rain poncho, thermal blanket, toilet paper, a first aid kit, extra food and water, binoculars, a compass, and a map. Tom Vandenberg is chief of interpretation at Big Bend National Park and helps visitors safely navigate it.
We've had some rescues. We've had some people become injured. It's been a little bit of a challenge over the last year.
Vandenberg says they have seen record-setting numbers in visitation this year.
Over the last year, we've seen at least six of the last months have been all-time records in the history of the national park.
He says even with the park closed for 3 months in 2020 due to the pandemic, overall activity for the year was up 25%. He says most campgrounds and backcountry campsites are full every night, and on weekends they've had to put traffic controls in place with one entry and one exit.
The way I've been gauging it is a lot on social media, especially Instagram. There's a lot of engagement.
That's Madison Schiller, who works at Visit Big Bend.
A lot of people's recent photos, they're using our hashtag Visit Big Bend or tagging our page. It's showing a lot of visitation and a lot of newer people who have not been to the area.
She says one look at social media, especially Instagram, shows the popularity of the park during the pandemic. Even social media, though, cannot capture the rugged remoteness of the park, so Texans should get offline and get outdoors. I'm Brian Kirkpatrick in San Antonio.